His.
And it belongs to her?
Hers.
Okay. Say people have been to visit you, and they're fixing to leave. You say to them, well, I hope what? Come back again. I hope.
Oh, you will come back again.
Okay. Would you ever say you ones or y'all or you all?
No.
Have you ever heard
I've
that?
I've heard that. I've heard that.
From around here?
Yes.
What did you hear?
Well, Ewens, I've heard that used.
Is that?
Not too much.
What type of people say Ewens?
Well, they'd be ignorant.
Okay. Say if a group of people been at a party and are fixing to leave, and you ask them about their wraps, you might ask, well, where are they? You might ask them, where are you?
Where are your cloaks?
Okay. But would you say your cloaks or would you say you all's cloaks? Or?
No, your.
Even if it's...
You all is not good.
Would you ever say who all? Like asking about people at a party, you might ask who all was there?
Who all was there? That'd be all right.
Okay. What if there was a group of children, and obviously they belong to more than one family? You might ask about them. What?
Their parents?
Yeah. Would you say, who all's children are they?
I believe that would be right. Who all's children? Who all's children are they?
Okay. And if, say, someone had made a speech and you hadn't been there to hear the speech, you might ask, well, what, would you say, what all did he say? Does that sound right?
I think so. What all did he say?
Okay. You say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
themselves.
Okay. And you say, if no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it.
Himself.
Okay. And what's made out of flour and baked in loaves?
What do they make bacon?
What's made out of flour?
Bread.
Okay. There any, what if it's made to rise with yeast? Do you have a special name for it?
I don't think so.
Okay, can you think of names for different kinds of bread?
Cornbread. That's about it.
Okay, what else is made out of cornmeal? Like shaped long like this?
Hmm.
Okay, what about something? Have you ever heard of corn dodger?
Corn dodger, yes.
What is that?
Well, that's a form of bread.
How big?
Small loaf.
Little loaves?
Yeah.
Okay, what about taking cornmeal and cooking it with water and salt, and that's it? And you have something real watery sort of. Would you call that anything? I'm thinking of mush.
Oh, yes, that's mush.
What's that?
That's a form of meal and water and not no ingredients in it, and they just eat it and cook it.
Okay, what did you call that?
Mush.
Okay. Okay, you say there are two kinds of bread then, the homemade bread and then the kind that you buy at the store called
bakery.
Bakery bread. Okay. What's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center? You know, it's sort of a pastry, I guess you say. It's got a hole in the middle, and you fry it.